Hey, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the 10th parak of Masech Sanhedrin, and today we're up to parak Yud, Mishnah Dalit. So says the Mishnah, if there happens to be an Ir HaNidachas, where the majority of its inhabitants did have a Dezara, those people do not have a Chelek in Olam HaBa. Shneimar, Yotu Anashim B'nei B'liya'al Mikirbecha V'yadichu Es Yoshvei Iram. So the word B'liya'al means B'li Ya'al, without ever rising up again. Veinan ragim, but they do not get hereg, achi umadicheha me'osu'ir, unless the people who led them to do Avodah Zarah are from that same city, umeosu shevet, and from that same shevet, v'ad sheyudach ruba. And most of the city has to have been led to do that avera. V'achi adichu manashim, and men had ruined it, but hidichu anashim uktanim, if it was the women or children that led the charge. Osho hudach miuto was only a small minority of the city, or any minority. Osho yimadicha chutzula, or the people who led them to do avodah zarah were not natives of the city, were not citizens of the city. Hare elu ki yachidim. Then we treat each of the people who did avodah zarah like a yachid who does avodah zarah. And therefore, the chayv skila, they're not going to be chayv harek. Utrichin shnei edim v'asrala kol echad ve'echad, and each of the people that do avodah zarah is going to need two witnesses and hasra for each one to judge them separately. Zeh chumra b'yichidim mi b'marubim. This is a certain chumra that you have about an individual that does avodah zarah more so than when a whole city does avodah zarah. Shai yichidim b'skila l'fi chachmah monim palat. Yichidim that do avodah zarah get the more severe onus. They get skila, but their money nothing happens to the money escapes any punishment. But when a community does avodah zarah and is treated as a community that does avodah zarah, their money gets destroyed as well. Mishnah Hey, Hakei Sakeh, Pasuk says that you have to kill the inhabitants of the Ir Nidachas. So even people who are only there for some short period of time. If you have a donkey driver or a camel driver that's going from one place to another, and he stays in a city for 30 days, if those people that are just traveling through for 30 days do not do avodah zarah, they can save the whole town if it changes the percentages. If when you count them, the majority now do not do avodah zarah. Hachareim osav eskala sharba. Pasuk says you should destroy the city and everything inside of it. Bikanamru nichse tzadikim shabatocha ovdin. That even the nechasim of the people who didn't do avodah zarah is destroyed. Shabachutzala platin. But the property that belongs to people outside of the town is not going to be destroyed. Vishal rishayim. But if it's rishayim's property, bein shabatocha bein shabachutzala harelu ovdin. If it's the property of the people who did avodah zarah, whether it's their property that's in that city or their property that's outside of the city, they're going to be destroyed. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Dalet, we in both of these Mishnahs, we spoke about Anshei Nidachas. Mishnah Dalet, we said that they don't have a chelik in Olam Haba based on the Psukim. And we said that in order to be in Ir Nidachas, the people who lead them astray have to be from that city, from their Shevet. They have to lead the majority of the city astray. And it has to be men that led them astray. If you miss any of those criteria, we judge them as Yechidim. There's a certain advantage being judged as Yechidim in that their mammon is palat, although they get the more severe of the chiyuvei misa. And then in Mishnah Hey, we said that if a person is only traveling through town as a donkey driver or a camel driver and spends 30 days in the town, they might save the whole city by changing the percentages of the people in the city who did avodah zarah. And we said there's a difference if the city becomes Ir Nidachas, although we destroy all the possessions in the city, there's a difference between the possessions of tzaddikim and the possessions of rishaim. Not only the possessions of tzaddikim located in the city get destroyed, whereas the possessions of Hashem, regardless of where they're located, are going to get destroyed. Next time, Beis Hashem will pick up with Perek Yud, Mishnah Vav.